Okay, now Zero to Hero, it's a specialised aquatics education initiative program which focuses on adult immigrants who don't know how to swim and training them to become comfortable in the water. And we've got Nadia with us this morning. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
How are you enjoying swimming, Nadia?
I love swimming and I love the water and I want to share this enjoyment with others as well.
Now, Nadia, you are focused on getting adult immigrants into the water who have never had any water experience before or are scared. What's the trick to make them comfortable? Because as an adult, you're already kind of, those fears have set in, haven't they?
To be honest, the adults, as soon as they understand that I had the same background and I had never been in the water since I was a kid, so as soon as I share my experience, they get more comfortable. So I think having some example of the other people who had done the same experience and they could face their fear and do this, it makes them really comfortable in the water as well.
It would be a little bit like my little grandson's learning to swim at the moment, and the other day he was in there without his floaties on and was swimming, and for the first time you can see that look on his face where, oh, I can do this. It would be same with the adults, wouldn't it, Nadia? Once they get that confidence and do start swimming, it would be beautiful for them.
It is for them, and it's very rewarding for me to be with them when they are facing their fear and they can do something that they couldn't do for whole their life and they didn't have the opportunity to have it. So it's, yeah, we are lucky to have lots of water around us here in Tassie.
And the thing is, we grow up with it too, being able to swim. Is that the case for migrants? They're coming from areas where they don't get the opportunity to learn to swim?
Most of them, yeah. Most of my students are from countries who had never had the opportunity to be around the water, or even if they had the water, swimming was something luxury for them to learn.
And if you don't mind me asking, where did you originate from, Nadia?
I'm from Iran. So I'm from capital city Tehran in Iran, and it was a landlocked country, so we didn't have the opportunity to learn.
Okay.
Now, so, Nadia, you're going to be at the Royal Hobart Regatta this weekend. Tell us about what people can come and join you with down there.
Yeah, it was very a big pleasure for me to be accepted with Royal Hobart Regatta this year to do a fundraising for the program that I'm doing. So, yeah, I'm trying to do a few programs, activities. People don't have to attend the activities to do part to be part of the fundraising. They can just donate if they wish so. But we are going to do some activities like swimming races, scuba diving, to collecting invasive starfish, to do the cleanup with invasive starfish from 12 to 2. And then because I'm playing for the national team in underwater rugby and underwater hockey as well, I'm trying to introduce the water sport to general public as well.
Fantastic, Nadia. Now let me ask you, how do you like living in Tasmania, Nadia?
I love it. I think it was the biggest chance that the God could give me in my life.
Hey, you know what? We love having you too, and you're already contributing, and I hope everything goes really well for you, Nadia. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.